John Williams' theme from Close Encounters on Wacky's Close Encounters of the 79th Kind weekend. It's 6:19, 19 minutes after 6, Wacky Time, Bill Bailey, and I believe we have Bill Graham standing by with a brief report for us. Bill? I think Bill has...
Bill? Yeah, there we are, okay.
Oh, boy, I thought we had lost you. Oh. Very strange things are happening around here this morning.
I know it.
Have you noticed that there are two or three automobiles in the alley that simply stopped running?
Yes, I know.
You know, that happens when a craft, one of those UFOs, is hovering overhead or very nearby. That happens.
That large crowd at Chestnut and the River City Mall is gathered, too.
That's what happened yesterday to our transmission from across the river. We were being interfered with by laser beams from an extraterrestrial craft. Well, what do you have for us here?
We have an update of action information. And the technical consultant for Close Encounters of the Third Kind. We asked Dr. Hynek why we never seem to find any real piece or parts of extraterrestrial objects.
I wonder how many Australian Aborigines have a part of the 747. But we do have, however, well over 1,300 cases now of what we call the physical traces, or close encounters of the second kind. These are cases in which we're at the precise spot where the UFO has been seen. There is left some sort of a residue, such as this melted sand, or burnt rings, or scorched vegetation, and those things can be brought into the laboratory.
At 6:40, we're going to talk to Dr. Hynek about the helogram. It's 12 degrees at 6:21.
You didn't have any trouble getting in this morning, did you?
Oh, once I got on the road, I didn't.
What are you trying to say, Bill?
Well, I woke up late.
Getting started this morning,
I stayed up and watched that Jan and Dean movie last night.
Brother.
Which I thought was excellent.
You got time to throw away, don't you?
Well, it's the first time I've stayed up to watch any TV at nighttime hours in a long time.
Well, you know, I know what happened to Jan and Dean. I know that they were singing and swinging their way to the top when they had an auto accident, and one of them,
Jan,
almost lost his life. Hey, you watched that movie last night.
Yes, I did. I thought it was excellent. Particularly the final 45 minutes of it when this was post-accident, when Jan went through the hospital, the therapy, etc. And it closed with one final appearance by Jan and Dean.
Thank goodness for that. I never thought too much of Jan and Dean myself. And a lot of people go through the hospital and the treatment that he receives. So what's so special about him? Would you mind telling me that?
He was a person that was known by the public.
Oh.
Respected by the public, or at least an element of the public, the younger part of the community.
Yeah, well, I was always a little bit saddened by the fact that they weren't both killed in that accident, Bill. Yeah, I never really cared anything about Jan and Dean. As far as I was concerned, they were nothing but a cheap... Are you listening to this?
I'm listening.
They were nothing but the cheapest kind of competition for the Beach Boys, who've always been my heroes. Shall we call for coffee, sir?
Why not?
All right. 23 minutes after 6, Wacky Time. No, I'm glad he's getting along well. How is he now?
I guess he's doing okay.
God, I'm glad to hear that, Bill. Baby, come back. That's player 627 at Wacky. Good morning, Bill Bailey here. 27 after 6 o'clock. Wacky's Instant Weather Service says we're going to have some partly sunny weather today with a high reading of 32 degrees. Well, I hope that comes about. Yesterday's high reading was only... You know, I was a little bit disappointed because yesterday we had a high reading of only 29 degrees after expecting 32 when I stuck my big mouth in between those figures and said... We'll probably get up to 34 or 35 degrees. It was chilly all day long yesterday. Kelly and Cohen of Clarksville, Highway 131 at Kmart Plaza, Shelbyville Road, and also Raceland Mall on Bardstown Road at Fagan Bush Lane. Free coffee, albums, T-shirts, candy, and much, much more can be yours during the next 2 weeks because Wacky loves you. Something special is coming your way every day for the next 2 weeks. phone line, Electric Light Orchestra, told you. Weird things are happening around here. Now my ashtray that was sitting directly in front of me, mysteriously, it's disappeared. And all of a sudden, just as mysteriously, it reappears. But thank God, whoever caused it to disappear and reappeared had the decency to clean it for me. Thank you very much, Spook. It's 6:34, 26 before 7 o'clock at Wacky on a Close Encounters weekend of the 79th kind. You and I are going to have a close encounter with the year 1974 in less than 5 minutes' time. It's 6:34 at WAKY, giving away the biggest prizes, playing the best
music. Don't go changing to try and please me. You never let me down before.
Red Cross macaroni, spaghetti, lasagna, mastaccioli is the very best pasta that your money can buy. And there are hundreds upon hundreds of people in this area who are already aware of that fact. They have a very special method they use to prepare their pasta products at Red Cross. And they also use only very special materials like semolina, which is a golden granular from durum wheat. That's what they use in their products because it gives their product a finer taste and a finer texture. And it gives pasta an appetizing golden appearance. I know what I'm going to have this weekend, if there's any way I can arrange it. Well, we've had spaghetti a couple of nights this week. Love spaghetti, can't get enough spaghetti. So I think maybe this weekend is lasagna time. For it's lasagna time again. I think I'll bake some. At any rate, when you make lasagna, mastaccioli, spaghetti, macaroni, it makes the difference how you prepare it. With what kind of sauce, that's your business. It's a recipe that's been handed down from generation to generation, I'll bet you. You make sure you use the very best. And you'll be using the best when you use Red Cross macaroni, spaghetti, mastaccioli, and lasagna. Not connected with the American Red Cross. It's 6:39, 21 minutes before 7, a Wacky.
Radio, the one that's giving away a new 78 AMC Pacer Wagon at the boat show this weekend. To enter, costs nothing, and all it takes really are two very steady fingers and an urge to see a couple of clowns jump up in the air and pop balloons. You get the most points, and the car's yours. That simple. Come on out to the boat show today or tomorrow and give it a shot. If playing with a couple of clowns and a balloon sounds crazy, you're right. But then again, isn't everything that comes from Wacky Radio? It's time for another Wacky Close Encounter with Time and Space. It was April of 1973 here in the River City, and the news broke that linked high White House aides to the 1972 campaign break-in at the Watergate building in Washington. Bill Walton and the UCLA Bruins beat Memphis State 87-66 to win their seventh consecutive NCAA basketball championship in St. Louis. Bill Walton made 21 of 22 shots from the field and 2 of 5 three throw attempts to come up with 44 points. It was UCLA's 75th consecutive victory. The Godfather won an Academy Award as the Best Picture. And during April of 73 on WAKY, you could hear the likes of Phil Bailey, Gary Burbank, Chris Lundy, Jason O'Brien, and Dude Walker. And this was their number one song on Wacky.
It's 8:44. Good morning. You may, and then again, you may not have heard about a hologram. It's a means by which a picture is presented three-dimensionally to make the viewer think the object is really present. WAKY's Ken Parks asked Dr. Hynek, the technical consultant for Close Encounters of the Third Kind, if it's possible that these UFO sightings really are nothing more than holograms.
Yeah, that's a very interesting point you bring up, because today the human race is developing a situation whereby a big executive in New York, instead of traveling to Denver to talk to somebody, can project his image holographically, so the person in Denver thinks he sees him right when he's talking to him, but he's not there. He's an image. Now, many of these UFOs act almost as though they were images.
Difficult for me to conceive how a hologram can leave radioactivity, burn the ground, crush bushes, and leave metal alloy, as it's called, scraped onto a rock, turn sands, as I showed, to glass.
If conclusive proof is ever presented to substantiate life on other planets, releasing that proof will be a delicate matter, and we'll discuss that subject at 7:20. It's 12 degrees at 6:45. $2 million. Weather money. I'm Bill Graham. Details on that story in a minute.
Howdy, boys and girls. This is Sergeant Preston of the Yukon, along with my winter dog, Yukon King. Neo King. Sure, I'm used to this kind of weather, but I'm not crazy. Only one thing could get me out in the blizzard. Well, actually, two things, but they don't sell the other one at the sound company. Yes, the sound company's Dixie Highway grand opening got me and Yukon King. Down, boy, out in the snow this past weekend. We couldn't pass up those hot audio deals and grand opening specials. You know, life could get pretty dull up here at the old Ranger Station without a few funky tunes on the turntable. I even got a whole car stereo tape system installed in my official Mountie-issue dog sled. Now, traversing the trackless waste is a groove. But maybe you missed last weekend's grand opening. Hey, no sweat. The sound company's gonna do it again this weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Same deal, same specials, a grand opening replay at both sound company locations. Check it out for yourself this weekend. Well, King, this commercial is closed.
Boy, 6:46 is the time. The state Senate has passed a $2 million emergency appropriation measure. It's to help counties and private charities recover some of the money they spent fighting last month's severe weather. The measure now goes to Governor Carroll, who has promised to distribute more than $1.1 million of the amount to county fiscal courts. Much of that will be used to offset the cost of snow removal. Meanwhile, the Kentucky House passes a sunset bill for state occupational and professional licensing agencies. Under the measure, the agencies would be abolished if they couldn't justify their existence to the legislature by a certain date. The bill approved 73-18 and then sent on to the Senate. It's coming up on 6:47 at WAKY. The Louisville School of Art presents an exhibition of original things, a student show. It's going to be held in the Louisville School of Art Gallery in the mall on Shelbyville Road through the 10th of February. Kentucky and a weather from WAKY's Instant Weather Service. Today we'll have some sunshine, a high at 32. Tonight, cloudy with light snow. Intermittent light snow, a low of 15.
This is Bell Bailey with more Close Encounters of the 79th Kind. W-A-K-Y.
I feel a very strange presence in the studio this morning for some reason.
Help me make it through the night.
Sammy Smith, help me make it through the night. It's 9:04, 4 minutes after 9, wacky time, on a Close Encounters of the 79th Kind weekend. Mom Woman wants you to think about having a close encounter with a case of old Milwaukee this weekend. Well, how about a close encounter with two cases of old Milwaukee this weekend? Now, when you go to your supermarket or to your package store to buy old Milwaukee beer, you just remember this. You're buying one of the finest beers that is available in the country today. Now, why haven't you learned of old Milwaukee beer in the past? Because I wasn't speaking of it. That's why. Old Milwaukee is a fine beer. Now, when you try old Milwaukee beer for the very first time, you're going to be a little bit startled because you're going to find that it does have a quality flavor and taste that you never expected to find in a beer that probably will sell for a price lower than a great many other beers in the locker. And when you buy it in a can, you get 14 ounces instead of 12. And that's the reason why I always buy it in a can. Oh, I do have. I must admit to you that I've got a case of cans and I got a case of bottles of old Milwaukee. Whether it's from the bottle or the can, you're getting yourself a real beer. It's brewed by the Joseph Schlitz Brewing Company, Milwaukee, and other cities. So, do as suggested by Mo Mormon, the distributor. Go to your supermarket, where you'll find it at special sale prices today. Most of them, anyway. And you can go to your neighborhood package store and pick it up. Old Milwaukee, and make sure you got plenty, just in case we get snowed in over the weekend.
very little chance of that happening, but, you know, a guy's got to take care of himself when the possibility does exist, and it does every day, even during the mid of July and August. When the possibility exists about being snowed in, make sure we've got plenty of beer at hand to keep us company. Have yourself a close encounter of the old Milwaukee kind this weekend. This message brought to you by Mo Mormon Distributors.
Now through Sunday at Shillitoe's, take advantage of an extraordinary low price on famous Serta bedding. Any size and any firmness is just $66 each piece at Shillitoe's. That's right, twin, full, queen, or king size. Infirm, extra firm, even super firm. All for only $66 each piece. Don't miss this low, low price on top quality Serta bedding. Now through Sunday at Shillitoe's.
Everyone knows Shillitoe's.
Queen and king size sold in sets only.
Starting is coming here next Monday. Wacky Radio is going to really love you. I mean, not that we haven't in the past, but for the next couple weeks, we're just going to flatten down, sit out, and woo you like you ain't never been wooed before. And every day, Wacky's going to offer you something special. I mean, there's going to be plenty of prizes for everyone. You can take some as many as far as I'm concerned. One of the nicest things coming your way during these couple of weeks is a 3-day, 2-night stay at the Romantic Floating Honeymoon Suite at the Clarksville Marriott Inn. To become eligible for that Marriott weekend, we'll give you a 3-way dinner. Hell, all you gotta do is call 589-WAKY and either A, sing You Light Up My Life, or B, let us know who you think is the world's greatest lover and why, or C, tell us who your secret lover is.
I'm
first 75 people in will receive a free world's greatest lover t-shirt and bag compliment showcase in us. And if you hear yourself on the air, for God's sakes, call us in 5 minutes so you can qualify for the world's greatest lover 3-day, 2-night stay at the Clarksville Marriott Inn. You begin to get the picture of who loves you? Louisville's greatest lover. Then, Wacky! Wacky! Wacky!
I'm secretly in love with Bobby that works with G.
Twelve minutes after nine, Wacky time. Good morning, Bill Bailey. Oh, I can feel a presence in this room now, which is getting stronger and stronger by the minute. Maybe this close encounters thing that we're doing here is attracting a close encounter from beings from another world. Can you feel it, Billy? It's getting very, very strong. Pretty soon I'll be speaking in tongues. It's very close to overpowering.
Saturdays, 11 to 4. Just look for the water slide.
William H. King's Sport Boat and Vacation Show is going on now through Sunday, February 5th at the Kentucky Fair and Exposition Center. Over $12 million worth of boats, campers, recreational vehicles, hunting and fishing equipment. Now through February 5th. Come on out.
Come out to William H. King's.
Howdy, boys and girls. This is Sergeant Preston of the Yukon, along with my winter dog, Yukon King.
Kentuckiana weather from Wacky's Instant Weather Service. Today, partly sunny, high 32. Tonight, cloudy with light intermittent snow. Won't amount to a thing. Low 15. Tomorrow, snow ending and cloudy, high... What the devil is happening here? Snow ending and cloudy, high reading about 28 degrees tomorrow. What do you expect as a high reading today, personally, Bill? 32 degrees. There's something going on here. Some kind of a presence in this room right now. It seems to be trying to take control of me. 16 minutes after 9. Look, I've had several creatures in the past try to control me, you beast. And I divorced each and every one of them. So get thee away from me, evil creatures from outer space or another world, wherever you're from. Hey, it looks like it's going to be an all right day. About like it was yesterday. Maybe just a little bit warmer. Well, if it's just a little bit warmer, and I'm sure that if it's going to be warmer, it'll be just a little bit warmer. I think we'll be comfortable enough when we dress ourselves warmly upon leaving the house. You just take care of yourself, all right? We certainly don't want anything happening to you, for heaven's sakes. Nothing. You take care of yourselves.
Sweet Caroline,
Neil Diamond and Samir with a song entitled Sweet Carol. Twenty minutes after nine, wacky time. Bill Bailey on the Close Encounters of the 79th Kind weekend.
St. Matthew's Dodge, 4136 Shelbyville Road, offers you twin showrooms with twin savings. You'll save more at St. Matthew's Dodge.
Because it won't be long until it's that time of year.
Wacky's 15th Annual Band Battle is coming February 24th through the 26th. Your band can compete for trophies and prizes at Carl Casper's Speed and Custom Car Show at the Fairgrounds. Entry blanks available at Far Out Music, 1638 Spring in New Albany, or the Wacky Studios. You can win a Yamaha P2200 power amp valued at $1,000, a PV800 stereo mixer valued at $650, or your very own recording session from WAKY and Far Out Music. Deadline for entries February 15th. Contest limited to amateur bands only.
It's 9:21. Ladies and gentlemen, in the past 10 or 15 minutes, something has happened to our Duke of Louisville. Bill, would you care to explain what your problem is?
When the weather's nice again, your children will be playing outdoors. Why not give them something to play on? Give them a trampoline from Louisville Gym and Swim Plus Tennis. Buy now and save while every trampoline is on sale at Louisville Gym and Swim Plus Tennis on the New LaGrange Road in Linden, next door to the firehouse. Regular $400 trampolines now only $275. $489 models just $365. And you can buy them anywhere else in Louisville at that price. Open weekdays from 10 to 4:30. Saturdays, 11 to 4. Just look for the water slide.
William H. King's Sport Boat and Vacation Show is going on now through Sunday, February 5th at the Kentucky Fair and Exposition Center. Over $12 million worth of boats, campers, recreational vehicles, hunting and fishing.